On Country Life, we often talk about pests and how to get rid of them. Things like possums, rats and stoats, codling moths, potato psyllids and plant pests like tutsin and gorse. Well, today we're hearing about another sneaky and unwelcome pest. We're with self-proclaimed bed bug guru Heiko Kaiser from Rotorua.
Bed bugs can come everywhere. You find them everywhere. It can be in a hotel, in a boat, in a car, in a van, in a camper van. So we have seen beds which are covered. You can scrub them with a scraper into a pot. When I started my tourism career, I had no bed bugs for 20 years. And when I had bed bugs after 20 years in tourism career, and I've been around the globe with my tourism career, and I had them, I had no idea what to do. Because same as you, what is this? Where do they come from? Why do I have them? But the only thing, when you go on Google, I read the shocking notes of they suck blood, they're blood suckers, and they leave these marks on your skin. And when I had them in my last job, it was a disaster because the person who got bitten was a friend, which was on a honeymoon. I invited her to stay, and I wasn't there. So it was a nightmare. But one of my staff members has reacted perfectly, a woofer from Europe, and he had them in a backpacker many years ago. So he went on more than I did. So he dealt with it very professionally. So it was my luck. She coped with it, but she had to cancel a Fiji holiday because she couldn't go into the water and the itchiness and things like this. So my housekeeper wanted to resign. She took personal responsibility, And going back to the day, I remember when someone said to me, heat is the only one which works.
Okay. This is here in Rotorua?
Here in New Zealand, yes, yeah. So I started ringing Rentokil and all these big companies. Hey, have you got a... Well, can you help me? Yeah, we come and spray. And I said, look, no, that's not what I want. We are an eco-lodge. We can't do that. We need something alternative, non-toxic. Is there anything else out there? So I started Googling and found alternatives, which was freezing and heat. I was just not comfortable to spray a room with chemicals where someone else goes in next week and lives in this environment. And it just wasn't. So I wasn't a pest controller in these days. I was a GM. I was looking after a huge eco-resort where pest control was day-to-day program. So I started investigating, contacted all these people which I found on Google. One was in Germany, one was in Hawaii, and asked them what is best in Sweden. And they all told me we are the best. Okay, great, awesome. So my next holiday, I spent time to meet them and see them and saw real-life treatments. And I said, wow, shit, if I bring that freezing and that heat together, let's do it. So that was my start of my career, doing in a garage here and in my home in the garage when I resigned and said, look, after that many years, I have enough. I want to do something different. And I started with bed bugs. So now we're making our own devices, we're training people all over New Zealand, we're implementing machines in, you name which country we haven't been, I think we have been 40 countries now. And these machines don't even come here anymore, they go straight to the customers. We've set up big companies complete nationally with our devices to do heat treatments as an alternative to a chemical approach. And I'm not saying chemicals are not good, I'm saying the bed bug has become resistant in many cases. A bed bug is very difficult to treat because they love cracks and crevices and they are very hard to kill and hope your battery lasts. Yeah. So why not treating every hotel room with heat when you can and you have your room back in 12 hours?
How did you get rid of your bed bugs initially?
Yeah, we heat the room up to 55 degrees or more. And that kills every insect. It's natural. We freeze everything too. We just did a big complex in Auckland with 24 units, all with freezing.
Why do you use...
We couldn't use heat in that matter, because of a sprinkler system we couldn't deactivate. So heat will pop those sprinklers, so they have to be deactivated for the time. There's reasons why. And there wasn't the power supply we needed, and they didn't want to put a big generator in front of the main street there. That was a bit complicated. But look, one or the other works. It's one is a little more labor-intensive, freezing. But heat is the most seamless, most easy one from all of them.
Once you've treated a room for bed bugs and then you go in there and you vacuum it, what will you see?
So the first approach is identification. How big is your level of bed bug infestation? Is it one? Is it an early infestation? So the most important thing for everybody I can recommend is early identification. And before that, possibly preventative. So how can you prevent that a rat walks into a house? How can you prevent that a bed bug walks in the house? Prevention means you can use diatomos, use aerosol spray behind the headboards or in areas where bed bugs would land first. You can vacuum a lot before. Get your housekeepers to actually move the bed off the wall and turn it up and vacuum once a month behind the headboard. And don't forget, every third household in the world in the 1950s had bed bugs. That's scientifically proven. Not by me. Find on Google. Go for it. All the people, bed bug gurus like me, we meet every couple of years or talk, and we share the stories, and we're trying to understand where this is from and what it all goes. We have done complexes of 420 apartments from the top to the bottom, and there was a 30% bed bug infestation in there. Bed bugs are around. And when I started this, I opened a can of worms. In the beginning, everybody said, no, we have no bed bugs. And then you got the call an hour later. Oh, I couldn't talk because someone was next to me. Now people deal with it very different, which is nice. It makes my life much easier. We weren't allowed to drive with a pest control car in front of their door. We had to go from the back door, sort of. Sadly, is that often people wait too long. Prevention, identification, the right treatment for the right situation. And sometimes you don't need a heat treatment to fix a bed bug problem. You know what I mean? But when you wait too long, and you have no choice, like one in the premise would have had. I think I counted just in the bedroom, in one drawer, 100,000 bed bugs. The lady must have been sucked to death. The best bed was black. The photo footage I show you, you wouldn't believe it. And it was embarrassing for the whole family to even have bed bugs. No, it's not embarrassing. You can pick it up somewhere. If it's in Fiji on your holiday, if it's in Australia on your trip, if it's in Coromandel on your holiday, or wherever, it doesn't matter. And they're coming back because of many reasons, what the comeback is. And I put it very simple here. You might remember when we had cleaning stuff, strong chemicals we used in the 60s, 70s, 80s, which make our life, mum's life, easy. So they're all gone. So a bedbug environment is much easier now to populate than it was in these days. So the bedbug has reduced, other insects have reduced too in these days. There were less of this and this and this. Skinks and things like this in your garden were gone for a while because we sprayed all the time. Now we don't do it anymore. We live more greener. We're trying to live more healthier. So is insects coming back? It's how simple it is. So don't forget, as more alternative and natural you are, you also have to live with the fact this is insects coming back because that was their original environment. But the key here, what I want to say, is that now with not cleaning under the bed, because the manager says you have only 5 minutes per room because of cost, and that is true. You know, you just lift up your bed and have a look what's underneath, or lift the bed, head bed. Go in the corners and see it. It's what has happened, unless you spend lots and lots of money where there is extra money there for doing these things, or they call them luxury lodges or high-end profile properties. And I'm not saying they all are like this. There's a lot of small low-cost accommodations which have the pride and the care to do that. But it has changed a little bit. You can see it. A lot of people, when we go in and I go in with my hospitality experience, I tell them off first. Yeah, and they don't get it because we're Germans, very direct, but we mean in a good way. We want to just say, hey, look, guys, this is the reason why. Get it. Understand why you have this problem. And then they later agree because, you see, if we do it different, it works. Train your staff on bed bugs. Train your people. Train yourself. What do we have to look for? I check every bed where I'm staying.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. And I had them. I found them. And I do. And my friends ring me, which hotel can we stay in? I say, stop it. I will not tell you. You know, this is not what this is about. This is about making sure we reduce the numbers. Good housekeeping. Grandma's old style. She took the carpet out and smashed it with the thing, isn't it? My mother did. And they had no vacuum cleaners. So they had to do it that way, didn't they? Again, if it's a hotel or whatever it is, or even a private house, often people throw their belongings on the floor in these days. You know, they live out of the case and they just live off the floor. So I've always saying they don't use the wardrobes anymore and hang clothes up. But if you do your washing, don't throw it all on the floor. Put it in a basket or put it on a thing so you carry it away and vacuum. Vacuum is possibly the 80% you can win the battle, and it saves you a lot of money. So, yeah, look, these are the simple things. Sorry, grandmother's not around anymore to clean it for you. You kick them all in the retirement homes. So it's more common sense. Often pest control is.
Heiko Kaiser from Rotorua. And Carol says she heard of a New Zealand backpacker in Europe who had picked up bed bugs, and he was told to put his belongings in a black plastic rubbish bag and put it out in the sun. I guess it did the same thing. Upped the temperature to 55 degrees, and that did the trick.